Arachinchev 6 Mishnah 5, Echad Amaktish Es Nachasa, Ve'echad Amarech Es Atzma. If someone donates all of his property, or he pledges in the Erech Vav himself and he can't pay it, and they come to take things for a pledge, his property for a pledge. So when they do that, Ein Lopsus Ishto, it's not included, are the clothes of his wife. So if a person says, I'm donating my property to the temple, for example, that doesn't include the clothes of his wife. That won't go. Vilok sus banav, that also doesn't include the clothes of his children. Vilobit sevet svaim lishman, also, even if he's like colored or dyed some garments that he's going to give to them and he hasn't given it to them yet, that's also not included, right? Vilobit sandalim chadashim shel kachel lishman, also if he's bought sandals, new shoes, and he hasn't given them the new shoes yet, it's still not included. The fact that he bought it for them means that it's not included in his donation to the temple. So the wife and the kids keep their clothes, even if they haven't like worn it or whatever yet, but it's, you know, been earmarked for them, so they'll still keep it. Afal pisha amra avadim nimkarim ksus leshevach, slight change of topic. Even though normally we say, if a person selling a slave on the slave market, so there's a saying, right, in those times, that if you dress up the slave, you're going to get more. You're going to get more for it. So she'im tilakach luksus b'shloishim dinar. If you spend like 30 dinars on nice clothes for the slave, mashpiachu mana, you'll probably get like 100 more back, right? It's like like you're selling your house, you paint it nicely, you know. So you get more money when you do that. V'chein pare, also like with a cow, im mamtinen oisa le'itlis. If you wait for the market day, then you'll get more if you sell it on market day. V'chen margulis, and with a pearl, im malin oisa lekrach, if you take a pearl up to a city, mashbachasi, you'll get more value for it than if you sell it like in a small place. But we don't say that, ein lehektesh elam makom ushasa, but when we're talking about temple property, right, then we don't do these maneuvers. We don't wait for market day. We don't dress up a slave or, you know, take the pearl into the city. We rather, we sell the thing for the price it fetches, where it is now, at its time. And we worry that if there's a delay, you know, maybe it will be lost, maybe it will be stolen, maybe there will be a depreciation. So we don't try and maximize, you know, the profit out of the sale. But we sell the thing right here and right now, and we get for it what we can get for it. And that money will then go to the temple.